Good day, this is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 330 for Tuesday, March 31st. I'm Taryn Shields. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was slightly firmer on Tuesday, as the U.S. bean market had an erratic but mostly bullish reaction to the USDA's planting projections report. The government agency pegged 2015 U.S. bean acreage at a record large 84.64 million acres, though it was still about a million acres smaller than anticipated. Canola values were holding steady to $3 higher, the most active May contract up $3.10 at $455.70 per ton. The Canadian dollar was holding relatively steady after dropping sharply on Monday, but still managed to provide some support as the relative weakness kept canola looking attractive to crushers and exporters. Commercial demand remained steady as well, which was also supportive, as was the need to keep a weather premium in the market ahead of spring seeding. However, a softer tone in outside oilseed markets, including Chicago soy oil, spilled over to weigh on canola. The large global oilseed supply situation, as South America's soybean crop is looking good, was also bearish. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded. In the U.S., corn and wheat prices were down sharply, while soybeans were firmer following the USDA's planting and stocks report. Soybean futures in Chicago were anywhere from 4 to 8 cents higher, May up 5 cents at $9.72¾ a bushel. Planted area is expected to be record large for U.S. soybeans this spring, but was below what traders were anticipating by about a million acres. The smaller-than-expected USDA figure was providing some support for values. The stocks report was fairly neutral for beans, as March 1st stockpiles were at 1.33 million bushels, mainly in line with expectations. Corn futures were down sharply as the USDA pegged 2015 U.S. corn acreage at 89.2 million acres. Pre-report guesses called for a figure closer to 88.7. Prices for corn were 13 to 19 cents lower, May down 18¼ cents at $3.76¼ a bushel. U.S. stockpiles of corn were also larger than expected as of March 1st, which was bearish. The USDA said stocks totaled 7.75 million bushels, with pre-report guesses averaging about 7.63 million. Wheat values in Chicago were also down sharply, giving back most of Monday's sharp advances. Values were anywhere from 10 to 20 cents lower, May down 17.5 cents at $5.12¾ per bushel. Weakness in corn values helped to weigh on prices, as did the strong U.S. dollar index. Signs of lackluster demand for U.S. wheat, as stocks of the crop as of March 1st were well above 2014 figures, were also bearish. The USDA's planting report was fairly neutral for the wheat market, as acreage for all wheat came in at 55.4 million, slightly below expectations. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday, March 31st. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Taryn Shields.